The communities of North Leeward, South Leeward and St. George's will continue to enjoy a number of activities this weekend as part of Rural Carnivals 2015. Chairman of Rural Carnivals, Eswat Roberts, gave a roundup of the activities scheduled for this weekend, and he also expressed gratitude on behalf of the rural committees for the support they have received thus far.
We have had various launchings, we have had beauty shows, queen shows, we have had juve and street jump up in some areas. This weekend, we'll be having queen show, North Leeward will be hosting their queen show. And this will be followed by juve on Saturday morning and the street jump up on Saturday afternoon. St. George's will also be having some activities. They will be having a lime at Fountain Gap on Friday night, and they will be having their juve on Saturday morning as well, followed by their street jump up in the afternoon. Saturday night, South Leeward will be having Soca Fest, and the winner will be walking away with some cash, and this will be followed by their juve on Sunday morning and their street jump up on Sunday afternoon. Rural carnivals generally would like, the committees that organize these different activities would like to extend much thanks and appreciation to the general public for the support that they have been receiving. We'd also like to thank the police for the strong presence at various rural carnival activities.
Mr. Roberts also used the opportunity to stress that every effort is being made to incorporate all aspects of Vinci Mass into rural carnival activities.
Some of the rural queen shows, the contestants make appearance in carnival costumes. We have other rural carnivals where you have steel bands playing at the queen show. Others, they utilize the service of steel bands that they're launching. We also have calypso and soca artists taking part in some of the rural carnival activities. So while they may not be competition, but for each component, they are involved at a certain level. Calypso, while the rurals have it fairly easy to accommodate mass soca and steel band in their programs, calypso has proven to give the biggest challenge so far, because some of the rural carnival activities where they have calypso competitions, the gate receipts are very negligible, and the cost of running calypso competitions very high. The use of a live band in most cases. I also know that St. George's Carnival, for example, they had calypso competitions in the past where they used the services of bands, which was costly. They eventually shifted to the use of the calypsonian singing on tracks. Even with the calypsonian singing on tracks, some of the persons who registered for a competition were not willing or able to have the recordings for them to sing in the competition.
Chairman of Rural Carnivals, Eswat Roberts. Meanwhile, Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of operations, Christopher Benjamin, has reassured members of the public that the police will do their best to ensure safety during Carnival. And he also made an appeal for vendors to adhere to the no glass bottle policy.
The general public can put their confidence in the police that will make sure that patrons who come out to enjoy whatever Vinci Mass have to offer, that they will be safe. Likewise, when they park the vehicle, they will be safe also. My biggest concern is the issue of not adhering to the no bottle policy. I'm urging all who are plying their business around this time, whether those who are doing it from ice boxes, whatever. Let us work together. Do not sell in bottles. Use the appropriate apparatus. Use the glass so that we can all be safe, because we don't want bottle to be around and be used as a missile where innocent people can injured. We want to see a safe environment so that everybody can enjoy Vinci Mass.
Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of operations, Christopher Benjamin. I am Radhika Stephen with NBC's Carnival Update.